This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Traditional, rational economics doesn't always capture how we make decisions in the real world. Today we continue with our series called Brain Drain with our Wealth and Poverty Desk, exploring research into how our brains sometimes are wired to get in the way of our success, whether it's money or beyond money. Marketplace's Caitlin Esch looks at a landmark study that tries to understand how early experiences shape us later.
The story starts 40 years ago when researchers enlisted 267 low-income pregnant women to take part in a study at the University of Minnesota. Jeff Simpson is a primary investigator of the Minnesota Longitudinal Study. He says it was supposed to answer a basic question.
Does receiving poor care from your mother when in the first couple of years of life have any kind of negative effects on kids, children? Does it affect their cognitive development by age two? Does it affect their physical development, their social development?
What began as a two-year study ended up spanning decades. Researchers dropped in on most of the babies as they grew into toddlers, teenagers, and finally adults. They collected data on relationships, drug and alcohol use, even one's ability to hold down a job. This study is the first of its kind where researchers started collecting data on participants before they were even born.
And I said, this is fascinating. You have great data on what people's environment looks like in their childhood.
Vlad Grishkavichis is a marketing professor and Simpson's colleague at the University of Minnesota. He first heard about the data trove in 2008, and he started brainstorming.
We can test their responses today as adults and link them to their childhood environment. We could also do new experiments with them. We could get blood samples from them, get their genetic code, just do all kinds of stuff.
So an expert in consumer behavior teamed up with a social personality psychologist to look at how early environments impact participants later in life in terms of aggression, delinquency, and criminal activity. It turns out Grishkavichis says it's not so much a lack of money that leads to bad choices.
Instead, it's this other thing. It's how predictable is your childhood environment. If people grew up in an unpredictable environment, they have all kinds of negative outcomes as adults, things like being more impulsive, more delinquent. But if they grew up in a predictable environment, even if they were relatively poor, a lot of those outcomes are mitigated.
Predictability factors like household conflict or parents who often moved or changed jobs. Grishkavichis and Simpson are now looking at the economic lives of these adults. Simpson says an early look at the data showed children from poor, though predictable households, go further in school and get better jobs. In other words, they have more economic mobility than children from unstable households. I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.